Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
We're joined now by News Nation National Security Contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Good morning to you, sir. I'm interested to get your take on what's going on in the war as Israel pushes deeper into Gaza now. What do you see as far as the different options Israel has at this point?
You bet. And good morning, Bob. Always good to be with you. You know, we're now into the fourth week of the war, and Israel is now at a stage of the war where they're actively engaged with ground forces. In fact, I just checked my sources. They're literally surrounding Gaza City. They're forming and they're encircling the city and so forth. But the air war continues a lot. But now the ground campaign is a very new element of this. The ground campaign, the ground operations will actually allow Israel to get inside of Gaza City, which will be a very difficult fight. It's very urban. As you and I have talked, it's very densely packed, one of the most densely packed urban areas in the world. But really, to go after those and dismantle the tunnels, kill Hamas, and try to make the attempt to rescue the hostages and so forth. So where we are now, the invasion has begun on the ground. They're still pummeling from the sky, specifically against Hamas targets, and specifically using weapons that will actually burrow into the ground, destroy the tunnels, to destroy Hamas, always to get the hostages. And then, frankly, this will be the longest part of the campaign. I expect this not to be in terms of days or weeks, but months, Bob. And that's where we're at right now.
As you know, the United States pressured Israel to restore communications in the territory. Aren't things like that sort of, and that's, of course, for humanitarian reasons, isn't that at odds to the strategy of the Israelis? Because cutting communications makes it impossible or next impossible for Hamas fighters to speak with each other. But now you're restoring that. What do you think of that?
Well, you can parse out to a degree communications that are essential from a humanitarian standpoint to the 2 million or so Palestinian citizens there. But you can also be very surgical in terms of cutting communications, with or in amongst Hamas. And there may be a situation, there's multiple situations actually, where you don't necessarily want to cut off communications, you know, between Hamas, because you can monitor that. You can pinpoint it, so you can use it to your advantage. And so there's a little bit of a push and give there, but that's the nature of this. But I just want to underscore the fact that in for a long fight, all the while, with this kinetic fight that we're seeing before our eyes, there's also a lot of things going on behind the scenes diplomatically. It could be in terms of trying to do some negotiations, you know, via a third party, say Qatar or other nations, for the hostages. It could be trying to maximize humanitarian aid flow out of Egypt into, especially into South Gaza, southern part of Gaza, and so forth. So then there's the information war aspect of this. There's certainly global rhetoric going on that's anti-Semitic, but it's also, you know, the Palestinians are trying to, you know, bring out the pro-Palestinian message and so forth. So lots happening here, but nonetheless, the focus on Israel right now is to destroy Hamas and really, you know, try to rescue those hostages as best they possibly can.
If Israel is successful destroying Hamas, then what? What's the plan? Is there one?
There is. It's very broad, very strategic at this point, but think of the war as four stages. The first was the air campaign, much like we saw in Desert Storm back in 91 for the United States against Iraq. The second aspect of this is now the air campaign continues, but the ground campaign is going in and trying to destroy also strategic targets and tactical targets now, block by block, you know, building by building, literally room by room, full of booby traps. And that's to weed out and destroy Hamas and the terrorists and so forth, and to get in those tunnels. The tunnels are key, Bob. And you can't do that with air power. You've got to do that with ground forces going in there, your infantry and some of your light armor and so forth to do that. And then you prepare, you know, you've destroyed Hamas. Lord willing, we've been able to rescue the hostages and so forth. Now you prepare for stage three. Stage three in the campaign is several months away. That's where you restore order in Gaza itself. You know, you keep the lights on, you keep the water flowing, you bring in humanitarian aid, you've got the United Nations there, you're feeding people and so forth. And then that will take a while, but stage four then is going to be what I call post-conflict governance. And Hamas has been in charge of Gaza since 2007. Now you're going to need a new governance structure that's going to be Palestinian-led. What does that look like? Is it multilateral? Is it multinational? Are there non-governmental organizations to help? It's not going to be, I don't believe Israel, nor if I'm Israel, do I want to do that. But I want to set the conditions for that, and then I want to prepare that, and then turn Gaza over to another entity, not Israel. That's how I see this, you know, this four phases unfolding, at least at this moment, Bob.
I haven't heard a lot of that from Israel. I hope they are as prepared as you seem to be for what to do going forward. Before we let you go, how concerned are you about a spillover conflict in the Middle East?
I'm very concerned about that. In fact, if I'm back at the Pentagon advising the president, or certainly the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we're trying to make sure we're ready for all types of conditions of this conflict. One would be vis-a-vis Iran. One would be also certainly increased terrorism around, not only within Israel in that area, but if you recall, we had proxies, terrorist proxies of Iran that attacked our men and women in Iraq and Syria, and we responded with our F-16 strikes several days or so ago. I've got to be prepared, not only specifically Israel and in Lebanon with Hezbollah, but in other parts of the world, especially so that it doesn't get out of hand. But you can only do that. You have to deter your adversary, and then you've got to make sure that they understand that you have the capability and the will to destroy them if they put Americans in harm's way.
So interesting to get your take on all this. Appreciate your time. Lieutenant General Richard Newton, News Nation National Security Contributor. You have a nice day, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you, Bob. You do as well.